Well, every Monday this month, we have been joined by Bob Wendt with the Delaware County Master Gardeners, talking about the upcoming evening's program put on by the Master Gardeners, Mondays in March. And it's hard to imagine, but here we are, the last Monday of the month and our last session. Bob joining us once again. And I would say, Bob, first and foremost, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. Morning. I guess that's one of the things I wanted to mention this morning. I want to thank you, Eric, for doing the interviews, and also KMCH for sponsoring the guest of the day. And Bill Thomas, I guess he's the main sponsor for guest of the day. So we really appreciate that. So
we gladly
thank you for
that
the time
well.
On your station.
All in all, I would think that this month we've had good attendance on all three. A lively discussion, I understand, with the Delperdangs last week about foraging for survival. Did you find, when you were there, were you listening, did you go, I didn't know that?
Well, I learned quite a few things that I didn't know before. Some of the weeds in my garden that I've been throwing away, I could be eating.
Well, I suppose you're right on that as well. Now, this coming, the final week presentation tonight, I had the opportunity a while back, and I mentioned this. I was up at Sue's Flower Garden going through their greenhouse last year, and we got talking about succulents. And Sue said there has been something about that species, that type of plant, that folks have just really latched on to in the last couple years, and it has just, flourished in popularity. Would you say that she's right? Are you seeing that as well?
Oh, yeah. We've seen quite an increase in the succulents and so forth. And, you know, tonight we have an excellent speaker, outstanding in his field, so to speak. Joshua Spies, he's going to discuss what's new in incorporating these succulents into the garden and containers. Josh, he has an obsession with plants, and it kind of began as a child when his grandma began buying hostas for her shady yard. Mm-hmm. And his hosta collection soon outnumbered hers. And eventually it resulted in him and his mother, Sue, opening a nursery. And the name of that nursery is In the Country Garden and Gifts. That was in 1998. So I would say it's going in its 26th year. And In the Country Garden, they specialize in hostas, perennials, water plants, rock gardens, dwarf conifers, succulents are very popular, he says, and they ship plants all across the country.
Now, hostas were, I have had every piece of my property that I've owned over the years, no matter what community. There's always a point where there's hostas. The last one we lived in Cedar Rapids, I think I counted, we had like 35 different varieties of hostas.
Wow.
On our property. The variegated kind, the big leafy kinds, all that on there.
There's all kinds of hostas.
But they were planted underneath giant evergreen trees that we lost in the derecho. And everyone had told us, oh, well, you're going to lose those hostas because they're not in shade anymore. And they proved it wrong. But they were on the north side of the property, so
well,
they still
helps
had the building shade.
If they were
shade.
On the north side. There are, you know, different varieties of hostas. Can withstand sun to partial sun, you know. So, but the most of them enjoy shade or some form of shade.
And I can tell you this much. It's once you get them started and they take root, boy, you never have to worry about it. They're one of those hardy decorative plants. But succulents, do they function, and I'm sure that Josh will say more about this, do they function in the same way? Do they need to be more shade than sun? Do they need to be more water, or do they need to be neglected in that regard?
Well, water-wise, you pretty much can neglect them. I mean, you might not have to water them every two or three, maybe even 4 weeks. They like it dry.
Mm.
And as far as shade, they can stay in full sun 24/7, actually.
Well, it is going to be a lively discussion because there's always those parts in your landscape, in your garden, where you're like, I want something there, but flowering plants don't really work well in that spot, but a succulent might very well. So
he's got all kinds of options for succulents. There is going to be a handout tonight that has a list of all the succulents that you can use, the lower growing ones, the ones that could work possibly in partial shade or something like that. So he, you know, there's all kinds of varieties of succulents available, and he'll address all those things tonight. So
indeed, 7 p.m. is the start time. Our Savior Lutheran Church, you know, we probably should throw a big thank you out to them as well. They've been hosting this for a number of years.
They've been great. Yeah, actually, I checked with a couple of our Charter Master Gardeners, Ed and Marianne Pointer, here a few weeks ago, and this is the 30th year of Monday nights in March.
Wow.
So, and Our Savior has an excellent facility. It's handicap accessible, a nice big parking lot out there, you know, off the street. So It's an excellent facility, and we appreciate them letting us, you know, use that facility for such a function as this.
You know, they're just down and around the corner from the Pointer House. They, too, their landscape, what they've got going on there.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's nice. It is nice. I look at their yard, and then I go home to mine and say, yeah, I'm just... But again,
well, they threw away their lawnmower years ago, you know.
And you know, that's some folks do that. And you know what? If you can do it right, it's wonderful.
They know how to do it right.
I don't.
They know how to do it right.
I don't. But again, the class tonight, the presentation at 7 o'clock, it's open to the public. They do take a $2 donation at the door, but there's plenty of door prizes and discussion to be had. And if that's something, you know, that you'd like to tweak your landscape just a little bit, Josh would be a great resource for that as well. We talk about the Master Gardeners all this month and about some of the projects. I know you brought a couple more to the table. We've talked about the RMC last week. We talked about the pots and displays at the Delaware County Fair and in the library as well in there. What are some of the other ones that people might see and say, hey, that's a Master Gardener project?
Yeah, some of the other service projects is Farmer's Market. We have an informational booth there just once per month, but it's in June, July, August, and September. So we have an informational booth there down at the Farmer's Market. Another one that was really interesting last year, in previous years we'd always had a booth at the Delaware County Fair, but we decided last year to try something different. And we had a bee watering station. We had the materials for 100 bee watering stations, and we all of them went out. The parents came with their young children. We gave them the materials to build a bee watering station. Wood, rocks, marbles, colored glass, the container to put this in to attract bees for watering purposes and, you know, water and pollination. So
there you go. So, have you heard back from folks?
I personally haven't, but...
If you happen to be listening and maybe your child got one, we'd love to hear about that.
There's probably some other Master Gardeners that have heard. So, in fact, Danny Burke here from the station, she's the one that kind of headed up that program, so maybe she has some feedback to share.
Oh, I'm going to have to drag her in here, because, you know, she loves talking on the radio.
Yeah, right. How come she's not here doing these interviews?
Exactly. Well, yeah. This wraps up, the March portion of it. And then, what's the next big thing for you guys? I know that... you've got a plant sale coming up in May.
That's correct. That'd be the next thing. It's March 11th this year, May 11th, sorry. It's always March 11th is history. Yeah. It's May 11th, and it's the day before Mother's Day, and it's held at the fairgrounds there at the Quonset building. Usually we have 600 to 800 plants available for sale at very reasonable prices, and normally, and probably about a half an hour, most all of those plants are gone. And one thing, it is our major fundraiser. We don't really do any other fundraisers for the year. So the plant sale is our major fundraiser. And these are all perennials that are came from Master Gardeners' garden, the perennial gardens of Master Gardeners here.
Well, but so, and then again, it falls right in the weekend where you could go get them and take them, put them straight in the ground. Mother's Day weekends, the planting
Mother's
season.
Mother's Day weekend, you bet.
Indeed. Bob, it is truly a pleasure. Is there any other thing that you want to talk about before we
just say? Just a couple other things. Want to mention the Delaware County Master Gardeners classes. They start this fall. The hybrid classes start September 3rd, and actually registration doesn't start until July 22nd. So registration starts July 22nd, and you can contact Jade at the Delaware County Extension Office to sign up. So that's one of the things coming up, you know, a little later on this year. A couple other quick things that I wanted to mention. Some gardening tips, which I've covered in the past. Now would be a good time to, within the next 10 days or so, I might wait till after the 1st of April, but you could start sowing tomato, pepper, and eggplant, any of those warm season crops. You could start seeding those indoors.
Okay.
You could start seeding those indoors. I know I mentioned about a month ago when we started, you know, the cool seasons, the cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, those, you should already have those started if you're going to start them from seed. But now it's time to sow those more tender, warm season crops. The other thing would be on the cool season crops here, once again, I'd wait till after April 1st, but you could start sowing peas, lettuce, spinach, carrots, beets, outdoors, the cool season crops. You could start seeding those outdoors at this time.
Well, I got to hit my garden patch with a tiller first, Bob.
Well,
so
can't you do a no-till?
Well, have you seen my garden spot? No, I need to till that sucker. Okay. Bob, again, thank you so much. Class tonight at 7 p.m. We're glad each and every year to highlight the accomplishments, the classes, the opportunities of the Delaware County Master Gardeners. Of course, a part of our guest of the day here on KMCH.